Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home. These are our best deals of the year. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life. Retirement specialists getting you ready for your second life.
International Fraud Awareness Week. We in News Talk have teamed up with Bank of Ireland to do a bit of work educating and informing how people can protect online profiles and try to land the message stop, think, check. And joining me from Bank of Ireland is Nicola Sadlier, who is head of fraud. Nicola, we were talking there during the break about the levels of protections that you have on various different things. And you were saying use credit and debit cards as much as possible because there are protections.
Exactly, yeah. And there are additional protections where you use your credit and debit card, and they're provided by the card scheme. So you've probably heard around chargeback. So depending on what occurs, there is additional consumer protections, and your bank will help you on that if you do get into trouble.
More on the credit side than on the debit side?
Slightly higher on the credit side, yeah. But certainly we would have a range of protection steps we'd be recommending. So do your research, make sure you're on reputable websites, be aware of kind of false advertising, fake advertising on social media platforms. If prices are too low, they potentially are fraud. Just to be really aware that there are fake ads on there, and not to be lured by that, and really do research, check independent websites, reviews where you're making purchases.
Well, it was interesting. You were saying when we were chatting just there during the ads that one of the things we sort of think of frauds as being somebody will scan my card and get the chip detail or any of the rest of it. But actually, a lot of it is people making a choice to be defrauded.
Unfortunately, yeah. So the fraudsters are now solely targeting our customers. So they're manipulating customers to make payments. So like that, jumping in on a fake advertisement, customers are willingly making the purchase with their credentials, with their card information. But unfortunately, what they think they're buying turns out to be fake, or they never receive the goods. Other examples would be around if a customer makes a payment, again, expecting that it's in an investment scam. They're making the payment. They're making it to what they believe is their new crypto or quantum AI trading platform where they're going to get a big return. But the fraudsters manipulate the customer to make that payment, to step through some of our checks, some of our validations. They will confirm back to us, yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to go ahead. That's me. I'm happy to proceed. And even with some of our interventions at times, customers want to proceed. And
so you may actually say to them, we think this is fraud, and they say, no, it's grand. I'm going to go ahead.
There are times, yeah. So we continue to work on kind of developing our scripting, our probing. Certainly, obviously, the fraudsters in the background are adapting and coaching our customers. So, you know, we'd have a couple of cases where they would coach them what to say when they walk into a branch, coach them what to say when we call them, say, look, they're only trying to get your money. We've got a better offer. You've got to stick with us. It's really extensive, the manipulation that happens. And I mean, these relationships could go on for weeks, months, whether it's a romance scam or an investment scam. Really, they're manipulated for a very long period and a very far from our own channels.
And what sort of amounts? I mean, what kind of amounts of money are people losing in these kind of things?
It can range. So from purchase scams, obviously smaller values up to larger values. But for investment scams, it can be life savings, customers' life savings. Extremely difficult. It's a bigger value.
Very difficult to recoup if the customer has decided themselves to make the choice to pass the money on.
It can be, yeah. And look, I suppose some customers as well to be aware that they're not necessarily setting out to do such a large investment, but they hook them in early in a small value transaction. We had a case last week where it started with €250 and straight away they're getting additional calls to say, you know, you need to invest more. They're showing fake websites, fake portals showing their investment return and that it's growing. They need to continue to invest, make a second payment. And again, we had an opportunity then to call the customer and talk through what was happening. And it actually, they initially seen this on social media, and it was a Dave McWilliams advertisement. So we kind of unpicked.
He was used fake.
It was unpicked, yeah. That it was fake, that we had a suspicion around it, and we persuaded the customer not to proceed. But they had intended sending another 19,000 at that stage.
But that's interesting that the fraudsters will also then be saying, well, the bank only wants you to, they want your money, give it to us, we'll do better with it. So what's, other than be suspicious of everything, what's the advice? How do people avoid getting
Well, look, we definitely recommend getting independent financial advice when you're trying to make or intending to make that kind of investment, not to only go online. And really to be aware of the level of fake advertisements that are on there. They shouldn't be there. Some of those fake services, I mean, they're not authorised to sell those financial products, but they're available and they're on and they're being pushed to customers' streams and feeds. So really to be aware of that, seek financial advice when you're making those large purchases. But certainly for online shopping and this current period, it is to make sure you're going with reputable websites. Do your research.
It's very funny. You end up being terribly jumpy. I got one of those things from the bank recently that says, is this your transaction? Press Y if... And even that you think, how am I sure it's you? Because that capacity to inter... You know the way they can intervene in a previous text conversation?
In a thread, yeah, for sure.
Very unsettling.
Yeah.
So double check everything and get independent financial advice before you make any significant transactions.
Exactly. Yeah, that's our guidance. Yeah.
And when in doubt, credit and debit cards by virtue of the fact that they have some kind of fallback on both.
They have additional protections. And Anton, our team also, if you have any concern at all, we work 24/7, even on Christmas Day. And you won't be talking to a bot, you'll be talking to a fraud colleague. So certainly, if you have any concerns, give us a call.
And if you want to hunt the guys down, it is bankofireland.com/security-zone. So bankofireland.com/security-zone. And that is Nicola Sadlier, who is Head of Fraud in Bank of Ireland, with whom we have teamed up for Fraud Awareness Week.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.